This is Dead Air with Adio, Bill, and Quimby.
It's you.
Yeah. It's us.
Story. KCR, San Diego State University.
Excellent!
Dead Air. KCR. April 1st. Glad so many of you can join us here in the chat room at Dead Air on KCR.com. We are about to play a very fun game here on the air that we want to involve you guys with in the chat room. So get ready. This game is called Stuff and Things.
Oh, we have a theme song for it. Me and Spaceway have a theme song for it.
Oh, really?
Yes, we do.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, crap.
Uh-oh, ready? Here we go.
Stuff, things.
Yeah!
Thank you, everybody.
This is the production value we're at here.
Welcome to
I thought it was brilliant.
Stuff and Things.
I mean,
yes,
I thought
thank
that
you,
was,
everybody.
I thought
thank
that
you.
Was good and everything. I'm just saying, I mean, for on the fly, that's good, but Kung Fu just said he's now dumber.
She's not dumb.
I'm sorry.
No. No, you're right.
Oh,
that's not right.
That's not right.
Alone.
That is not right. Kung Fu is a she, and I will never forget it. She said that she's not dumb.
All right. Hello.
Don't make that face. I'm sorry.
You both apologize to her right now.
I did. I'm sorry. I didn't.
I'm sorry you got boy parts.
It's okay.
No, that's not true. Don't listen to Space
Damn
Boy.
Damn it, sir.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Quimby, and I'm your host of Stuff and Things, the newest game show sweeping the nation and the world. And Bill's boudoir. So the way you play...
This is a bedroom. It's just a bedroom. Just
it's
say it.
It's a bachelor boudoir with a little picture of a kitten above his bed pointing at you saying, you will sleep with me. Anyways,
well, it's the
tonight,
only way Bill's going to get... Well, no, I'm not going to use that word. Never mind.
That what you look out when you're, like, giving it to her? Just kidding. Okay, never mind. I'm sorry I said that. Wow, something has gotten in my drink. Well, tonight on Stuff and Things, this is how we play it. I will read a card, and the gentleman will write down the first thing that pops into their head. Fold it up, give it to me, and the crowd in the chat room and myself will try to figure out who said that. Now, we are on a delay, so I will try to vamp it up and have a little fun with it while I get everybody saying their answers. There's a lot of people in the chat room tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's just get it going with a little Stuff and Things.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Oh, crap.
Things that are wild.
Things that are wild.
Things that are wild. There could be many answers to this, things that are wild. Wow, this could go either really dirty, really clean, really silly. I don't know. Things that are wild.
All right, mine is in.
All right. Papers are in?
I didn't know we had that.
Yes, you perforated papers. Things that are wild. My underarmpits.
All right.
Okay.
I knew you were going there, and I really wanted you not to, but you did anyways. Thanks a lot, sir.
No, I, in the sense that it's like the pool of tranquility under there.
We're sorry for any youngsters.
And anyways, Spaceboy is
taking his sweet time
because he's a comic genius. Okay, get him in, folks. Get him in, and I will go ahead and mix this up. Give me shelter. Okay. Please pass that one
twos
on over
or fours.
To me. Just twos. Thank you.
Balzilla, all right. May I say that you're awesome.
And I'm mixing them up. And I'm mixing them up. And I'm mixing them up. And I'm reading the first one. Folks, things that are wild. Coyotes. Coyotes. Who the hell would say coyotes? I want to say...
The Roadrunner?
A Dio. The Roadrunner.
Yeah, no.
No,
that was me.
Dio said that.
That was me. Sorry.
Wooby says the Dio. 14 viewers. Wow.
Bill said it was him.
Again, I said it was me, but that's all right.
Okay, Bill, thank you. Moving
on. Oh, I think it might be Space Boy. Baldzilla says Max.
No, it was Bill.
Okay, next one. Things that are wild. Prostitutes?
There you go.
Hello. I'm going with Space Boy on this one because he's the dirtiest person I know in America.
That is true.
Ah, good.
That statement may be true, but the person who wrote that is sitting to your left.
What? Wow.
Really?
Yeah, I said it.
Yeah,
that's
shocking.
That's right, I said it.
Next one. It can only be one of two people now. You make my heart sing. Huh?
Things that are,
pretty
things
obvious
that, are wild.
That one was.
Things that are wild.
I think this
Me?
One's easy. What? I think this one's easy, yeah.
Space Boy?
Uh-huh.
Is it?
Really?
Is it not?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
It caught me off guard.
I didn't get that. Okay, and Matt
Wild
said...
Thing, the song.
Matt said, your mom. Well,
yes.
Appropriate.
That
Thank
is
you
true.
So much. All right, we are going to pull the next card.
Just saying.
Things that would get you fired. Oh, this is a doozy. Things that would get you fired. How about in my own personal life, reporting that somebody stole your iPod will get you fired from your job. Also, giving away prizes if you work at a radio station will get you in trouble too. Things that would get you fired. Cussing, fleeting explicatives.
Playing
things that would
the
get
wrong
you fired.
Ad on the air.
All right,
here
I had
go.
A really
I'm in.
Funny
I'm good.
Joke and I can't say it. I don't want to offend anyone.
Oh,
pass them on down.
Oh, because
pass
we're never
down.
Offensive.
Pass them on yeah, down. Seriously. Pass them on down. Get them on down. Get them on
it's
down.
It's been a pretty innocent show so far.
One time I got
Did
fired
you listen to
from a bagel
break?
Shop, and it was fun. They wouldn't give me my paycheck until I gave them my T-shirt for the bagel stop. Okay, I've got the first one, ladies and gentlemen. Things that would get you fired. We have... Admitting I do this show to coworkers.
Wow. Holy
God. Oh, my God.
Someone is really ashamed of you on the program. And we can very easily find a replacement.
Oh, my God.
Depending
gosh.
On who it is.
Admitting I do this show to coworkers. I'm saying that Dio said that.
How dare you? I'm very proud of this program.
Bill?
Yeah, it was me.
Oh, Bill.
No. My mother.
I love your
My
face.
Mother loves this program.
Next one says pooping in the sink. Well,
that'll do it.
I think that qualifies.
Imagine the visual.
I totally
no.
know who did that.
I think it's Matt.
No.
It wasn't Matt? Whoa. No. All right. Whoopi says it's a Dio.
No, I'm not a transient.
Yes, you
Maybe
are.
The toilet was just out of order.
Space Boy, did you say that?
Maybe.
Oh, yes. I don't know why I didn't immediately guess you. All right, the next one reads, sex with the boss's daughter. Ooh, sex. That's really bad, especially if she's like 12
Ooh,
or 13.
Sex.
That's not really
okay.
a big thing. I'm saying Bill. Just kidding. We already know what Bill said.
Dare you.
I think Bill's funny friend Matt over here said that one.
No, not
wow.
me.
Wow.
A Dio!
Swing and a miss.
You dirty, dirty, dirty boy.
I'm sorry.
You are dirty.
Well, whatever. It's happening.
The next
before.
One reads, peeing in the soup. Well, actually, you're a follower of
funny.
Tyler Durden.
That's just funny.
I would be suspicious
sorry.
If you were in a fight club of any sort.
It's just the restaurant coming out in me.
Oh, really? Are you sure you're not some part of some covert mafia that's going to blow up all of our bank buildings?
Project Mayhem.
All right.
Project Mayhem, yes. All right, our next one says things that make you scream.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Things that make you scream. Ice cream. Ice cream. You scream. We all scream for ice cream. It's delicious. Things that make anybody scream. Oh, powder. That makes Space Boy scream like a girl.
The good scream.
Okay.
Things that make you scream. Probably when Bill was buttoning up his shirt this morning.
What?
I'm getting it enough in the chat room. I don't need it from
you. You scream when he takes his shirt
this
off.
Shirt fits me.
No,
dare you. Dare all of you.
I don't know any girls that scream.
Space Boy.
Don't
I
admit that on
thing.
The air, man. It's like,
things that make you scream. What about the hat, says Kung Fu. When
the
it's
hat.
His Phillies division champ
a Phillies
hat.
Cap. I don't know what's
Space Boy, as usual, is taking four.
Seriously, dude. Right faster.
Cannot rush genius.
Oh,
oh
God.
My gosh.
And they're usually bitching at me for taking too long in this game.
I know.
Yeah.
You're the worst.
Well,
all right.
Second
the first
worst,
one,
apparently. Second
the
worst.
The first one reads, and everybody's handwriting, I'm not joking, looks exactly the same. When the beans are above the Frank, oh my God!
What?
It looks like a bubble.
Wow!
going with Space Boy on this? Did it take you that long to think of that?
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, my God. I hate everyone in the chat room right now. This cap is a good cap. I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, you aren't in our chat room.
Padres.
That's fine. No,
the next one reads.
No problem. I don't care.
Brutal. The fact Kevin is running late. That's a Dio.
No. I'm not worried about that at all.
Bill, is that you?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh,
yeah.
Cry me a river. Whatever.
Whatever. It's just taking forever.
My name is Bill, and I'm so angry. Okay, the next one reads, thoughts of Quimby naked. Excuse me?
Wow.
Why did anyone go
that
there?
That actually makes my boyfriend squeal in delight, I'll have you know.
I'll take your word for it.
Adio, you are a bastard.
Can't help it.
You're not my friend anymore.
You are a bastard.
Last one reads, Bill's shirts. Yes, Matt, you're the best. Matt,
I try.
Matt gets 1 million points for that answer alone. Yes, Bill's shirt.
I'm just kidding. I like your shirt, Bill.
That's fine. It's fine now. It's coming off.
I wish it fit. That's all.
Never invited on the show again. How dare you?
Oh, he's all taking it off. Like, check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This fits me. All right, everyone. Ooh, I stink.
I need some deodorant. I hate that shirt, too.
Okay.
Can I take it off?
I have one for
no.
you.
No.
That's not happening.
Things dogs are actually saying when they bark. Things they are saying when they bark. I think they're saying milk bone, pee pee, pee pee. Oh, I want to smell that butthole.
Sausages,
oh,
sausages, smell sausages.
It's bacon!
I want to smell that butthole.
Want
by
to
the way.
Smell the hiney?
Save that clip.
Isn't that what Look Who's Talking 3 is based on, though?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Best movie.
They sound like Rosie DeVito. O'Donnell and Joan Collins.
Mm. Danny DeVito.
Or Rivers.
That's a good cast. I had respect for you until
Pick
that
one.
Movie.
I don't care. Let's see. It's Space Boy.
Wow, what a shocker. Is he still running? I looked up and he was. Imagine that. I'm surprised myself.
Oh,
I thought
my gosh.
He
somebody play
enough.
Like the Jeopardy theme song.
Yeah, seriously. I'm desperately trying to find that international game show stuff, and I just can't find it. So
the Japanese ones are the best.
This is the worst.
Hop up steps on unicycles and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, wow. All
right, give it up.
Sorry.
All right, I'm excited. I have to shake it up. Excuse me, sorry. I did do that on the radio. That was very unladylike of me, and I love you all.
Everyone just got shaken up listening.
The first one says F word. Space Boy.
No.
No? Was that you, Adio?
Absolutely.
Good job. Good job. The next one reads, things dogs are saying when they actually bark. Get me out of this prison! They just want to be free. I agree. Aw, little doggies. I say Bill.
Correct.
Yeah! I'm going to win $1 million tonight. Woo! Next one reads, shave me.
I'm not even going to explain
that.
That
is creepy.
I'm not even, no.
That is really, really creepy. Okay, Space Boy, is that you? Thank you. Good lord.
Friend of the money this
and
round.
And the lovely Matt says, I love cat poo, which is so true. Dogs love to eat cat poo.
How am I always last in this game?
I don't know. Because you're special. All right. Now I'm going to find a really good one.
All right, because it's the last one we got here, so that'll make sense.
This is the last one of the evening. Things you wish you didn't know. Things you wish you didn't know. Things like what your mom and dad sound like when they're doing it. Things I wish I didn't know. History,
wow.
Basically. Anything that has to do with numbers or science, world, geography.
Right. This one's going to be good.
Everything they made me learn at,
All right, mine's in. I'm good.
Oh, really? Give me some more.
Kung Fu is getting laid while listening to this show. That's
what?
Impressive. Apparently,
wow.
Getting laid right now.
Wish I didn't know that right now.
Hey, how about that?
And,
I wish I still had the pen.
Okay, I know.
Maybe try to mix those up this time so I'm not
last.
Yes, but I'm still waiting on Spaceboy as per usual, because Spaceboy has to have the funniest one.
Yes, seriously.
He has to one-up us all.
No, I don't know if he can beat mine.
No, you see what he's doing, folks, is actually he doesn't have a pencil. He's actually whittling into the paper. What in the world is going on here? Oh, my God. Just write it. Just finish the
I'm being slipped a note by Adio.
No.
He's telling me what to write.
No.
I thought he was going to slip you a roofie.
That's cool.
It's usually how he gets it going with his girlfriend.
That's coming in the fifth segment, Quimby, incidentally. So
roofies?
That's when roofies are broken out.
Yes!
And then everything gets really, really crazy.
I'm so
really
excited. I can't
shit roofies. Gets really crazy in here after that, so I'm just saying.
Roofies.
Wow.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Oh,
sexy
hell
time.
Yes.
All right, the right. Golden answer.
Shut up.
The golden answer.
It took him six writers to come up with an answer.
I know, he had to hire the staff.
Thank you, Conan.
Yeah.
Jokes on the Late Show have been written.
Look, there's the masturbating bear, and he's back.
I imagine that.
Okay.
What a shot.
The first one reads, I wish I didn't know that Spaceboy liked to shave his dog.
Well,
I wish that makes two of us who wrote that.
She's so cute.
Aw, Sky too.
I love little Sky too.
Who wrote this? Fess up.
That was Bill.
That was me. That was Matt. I picked his bird.
For once.
Thank you. Thank you to our in-studio audience. The next one reads, things I wish I didn't know. The tender feel of a large black inmate at 3 a.m.
Okay, don't look to your left.
Look to your left.
Dio?
No.
Spaceboy, because I see something scribbled out, so it means he thought twice, which he always does.
You're gay!
You are.
Yes, that was me. I was in jail one time.
Liar. You're too good.
Baldzilla says enough of the inmate jokes, liable to mace someone.
Oh, that's right. He does work in law enforcement. Things you wish you didn't know. That life sucks, man. How reality bites of you.
Totally him.
Adio, that couldn't be you. You're really stoked on life right now.
Yeah, you are stoked.
Oh, wait. Here we go. Back into stories. Wag in West Philadelphia, born and raised. All right.
Oh, no. See what I mean?
Who wrote Life Sucks?
See what I mean? Life Sucks.
Aww.
Totally wasn't me. All right. It's like.
Life got flipped, turned upside down, and I like to tell you so to just sit right there. Tell you how I'm here in person of a town called San Diego.
This hurts me, too, because I'm from Philly. Okay.
Cut it, you scoundrel.
This hurts.
And Bill
Whatever
wrote how much that damn
That was totally
cost.
An accurate portrayal of life in Philadelphia, that show.
Oh, yes. Just nailed it. It was
so gangster.
It was like the
totally
Wire
gangster.
Did to Baltimore that the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air for Philadelphia.
I'm going out and I'm getting a neon vest tonight.
That is hot and sexy. Wow.
All right.
Wow.
As long as I can bring the camera to take a picture of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Stuff and Things.
Well played, everyone. You guys did a good job except Adio.
One day if we get a phone line, we can actually have people call in and make their guesses.
Baldzilla,
and not send you prizes.
Wants a screwdriver yeah. for his ears. I don't really know what he's implying by that, but we're going to get back to that. And,
I don't know. Just tell him it's vodka and orange juice, and that's...
I don't know how
many
times...
right in through a funnel right
yeah,
into his ear.
Exactly.
Listen, nice Baldzilla, I don't know how many times we can apologize for Quimby's voice.
Oh,
there's nothing
man.
We can do about it. I'm sorry.
There really isn't anything we can do about
Take
it.
Take it easy there, folks.
I don't know what you want us to say about it. I mean, your singing is pretty
it's
brutal.
It's the most beautiful thing you ever did here.
Is that just like how the Quimby naked image was a good... Was
la 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 la.
We're hoping. We're hoping she gets through puberty soon,
this
so that hopefully her
the
voice
children.
Will change.
Kung Fu, you're so right. This is not going right.
The children of the world. This
Stop.
One's for the children.
Really?
Stop.
Seriously.
Auto tune.
Do you have the poker face clip?
Oh
so
Jesus! No.
That as well. Just for yachts.
No.
Just for shits and giggles.
No.
Go ahead. Come on.
I'm the next American Idol. That's
right here
America.
We go.
I tell tall tales just like Pinocchio.
Like,
no.
Really?
The only difference is my nose, it doesn't grow.
Where's that sharp knife we had?
It kind of sounds like the real thing.
I'm going to stick it in my brain.
Yeah, I know, right? That's the thing, Matt. It sounds like the real thing.
You can try. You can find the lie in my...
This is best song ever. All right,
cut the lyrics off. Let's see if she can sing the rest. Go ahead. Go ahead. Do it. Do it. Do it. Sing it.
You can try. You can lie with Dabby Dabba Dabba.
Oh my goodness gracious.
You're welcome, America.
Holy Lord.
You're all right. Welcome very much.
We're going to
I just broke
we're going to use
monitor.
We're going to use cotton to wipe up the blood surrounding our ears right now that's leaking out of
them. Anybody here ever seen Star Trek 2?
Yes.
That's how I feel right now.
Yeah. The Wrath of Khan?
With the bug coming out of my eardrum right now. That's how bad I feel right now. What the F?
All right. I've had about it.
That is a good movie.
That is a really good movie.
Oh,
all right,
man.
We're going to come back. This is Dead Air and Casey. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about baseball.
I'm having so much fun tonight. I love you.
I don't know. I don't know.
Every break, we just have to go in and rip Bill a new asshole. All right, that's fine.
Well, if you want me to,
I'm fine with ripping your old one. It's
save, okay. Save that just for the sake of it.
Sorry.
We're going to come back and do a baseball and trivia challenge, and then we're going to talk about comedians, and I imagine that Quimby will say herself. This is Dead Air on KCR. San Diego State University. Oh, you know what? Helps, guys.
Music.
Yeah.
Help.
Wow, we are professional.
Sound.
Oh, sound. We are glorious. Sound.
No. No.
Yes.
No. No.
I can't believe you picked this, Bill.
No.
This is so awesome, good. Bill.
All right, turn it off. Turn it off.
I love you. We don't even
talk anymore. All right. All right. Har har. Very funny. All right. All right. All right. Stop it. For the love of God. This is metric. God damn it.
You mean not.
Shut up. Dead Air. I hate you. KCR.